Saturday, 7th week, Ordinary Time 1. Readings from Sirach and Mark. First reading, Sirach 17, verse 1. The Lord created man out of earth and turned him back to it again. He gave to men few days, a limited time, but granted them authority over the things upon the earth. He endowed them with strength like his own and made them in his own image. He placed the fear of them in all living things and granted them dominion over beasts and birds. He made for them tongue and eyes. He gave them ears and a mind for thinking. He filled them with knowledge and understanding and showed them good and evil. He set his eye upon their hearts to show them the majority. He filled them with knowledge and understanding and showed them evil, good and evil. He set his eye upon their hearts to show them the majesty of his works. And they will praise his holy name to proclaim the grandeur of his works. He bestowed knowledge upon them and allotted to them the law of life. He established with them an eternal covenant and showed them his judgments. Their eyes saw his glorious majesty, and their ears heard the glory of his voice. And he said to them, "Beware of all unrighteousness." And he gave commandment to each of them concerning his neighbor. Their ways are always before him. They will not be hid from his eyes. Gospel of Mark 10, verse 13. And they were bringing children to him so that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Permit the children to come to me. Do not hinder them. For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it at all." And he took them in his arms and began blessing them, laying his hands on them. Theme: let's completely trust in God as a child in his Father. Our life clearly has two parts. One part when we live in our parents' house under their care and protection. The other part when we are mature and can live on our own to build up a family for ourselves. Corresponding with these two parts are two different attitudes. When we are living with parents, we don't have to worry about anything. The only things we do are studying, playing, eating, and drinking without knowing where the money is coming from. We completely trust in our parents and depend on them. Whatever they say, we shall do as such. When we leave our parents, our attitude is completely changed. We must take care of ourselves to work for food, dwelling, and transportation, to face many calculated decisions and dangers. These things take away most of our youthful innocence, make us careful in contacting with others, and are uneasy when people bother us. Today's readings teach us to keep for ourselves the children's attitudes in our relationships with God and others. In the first reading, the author of the book of Sirach describes in detail what God has done for human beings. The author advises us to keep keen eyes to recognize that God still controls our life. In the gospel, Jesus is indignant when his disciples chase away children when they want to come to him. He gives people one of the conditions to enter the kingdom of God, which is to welcome it with a child's heart. Analysis reading 1. He set his eye upon their hearts to show them the majesty of his works. God does everything for human beings. Going over today's poem, one can recognize this point. Most of the poem's subject is God, and the objects are human beings who receive God's acts. The verbs express God's different acts for men. The author wants us to accept the following truth. God is the one who creates and controls our life, not ourselves or anyone. He holds our destiny and counts the days we live on this earth. God gives us according to his image and likeness. He gives people wisdom and strength to co-govern the earth with him. God creates all parts of human body for a purpose. People must use them to recognize what is good and evil and God's love for men. God teaches people all wise things. He gives them life-giving laws and signs in the everlasting covenant with humankind. Human beings have a duty to praise God. We can say that all what people have are from God. Therefore, the proper attitude for people is to thank, to praise, and to tell what he has done for people, so that all might recognize and praise him. Moreover, people must also use what God has given to them to help others, especially the poor. If people don't recognize this viewpoint, they shall think totally the opposite. They think that all that happened on earth was accidental. Therefore, they shall hoard as much possible material things to enjoy them to the full. Since they don't recognize God's wonderful providence, they shall live as though there is no future for them, and the results happen are they shall be lost and can never attain the ultimate goal which God predestines for them. Gospel: whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it at all. We shall first find out the good habits which children have, and then apply them on those who look for God's kingdom. We only examine the common causes for children, not their exceptional cases. Truthfulness. Whatever children see, they tell as such. They don't hide the truth and pay any attention to others' displeasures. A Vietnamese adage describes this children's good habit. Ask the elder before they are on the way, and ask children when you are back at home. This adage means when you go out of the house, of your house, you should learn experience from the elder. But when you come back, you should ask children to know all things that happened at home when you are absent. Jesus also teaches us to have this good habit in all relationships. But let your statement be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything beyond these is of evil. Humility. Children want to learn because everything seems new for them. They ask a lot of questions without fear of others' jeer at them because of their foolish questions. They are ashamed when praised by others. They are easy to harmonize and to make friends with others. For example, when they come to others' houses, it only takes them a while to make friends with children in that house. The adults behave differently. They need to carefully know others, and it takes a long time to make friends with others. Obedience. It is easy for children to obey their parents, older brothers and sisters, and teachers, who whatever these people say, they shall do as such. They don't reason, nor talk back, nor find out what they have to do like that. The adults don't act as such. They always find out the reason to do things, and many times the reasons for not doing it. Trust. Children completely trust their parents, but not the outsiders. To them, whatever their parents say, they believe in them. Even some legendary stories such as Santa Claus, the Snow Princess, and the Seven Dwarfs, etc. God also wants us to completely trust in him, because all what he promises to men, he shall do for them. And all what he says shall happen. Love. Children don't get revenge. They love their parents and all those who do good for them. If they get angry, they shall quickly reconcile and forget easily. The adults are easy. The adults aren't easy to forgive. It isn't easy for adults to easily forgive others. There are some violations they shall never forget, and to forgive they demand many conditions. God demands we need to have all these children's good habits in our relationships with God and others to enter His kingdom. The most important thing we should recognize is God's love and His providence. The fear of losing what we have and the fear of dangers are the reasons that make us cautious in dealing with others. But if we trust the one who always concerns and protects us, we shall not be fearful and have more confidence in our treating of others. Application in life. God is our powerful and loving Father. He still controls and leads us to our ultimate destiny, which He predestines, which is to happily live with Him forever in His kingdom. We shouldn't let difficulties and challenges make us become arrogant, selfish, angry, or suspicious people. No one can harm us if God still blesses us and protects us.